49er fans, game day is finally here. It's time to answer your pregame questions in a segment that we like to call Teddy Football. Here to answer your questions is the voice of the San Francisco 49ers, Ted Robinson.
Thanks for tuning in to Week 4 edition of Teddy Football. Scott Kegley here with the voice of the San Francisco 49ers. Overlooking MetLife Stadium, I'm here with Ted Robinson. And Ted, big contest and first game here at MetLife Stadium for the 49ers.
Yeah, first time I've seen it. And I grew up a diehard Jets fan in the Joe Namath years. And I was laughing because the Jets were on Long Island, which is where I was growing up at the time. And in the New York metropolitan area, that feels like it's 1,000 miles from here. So I think it's somewhat instructive to the 49er fan base that, you know, you build a stadium where you can. Mm-hmm. And when you do, if it's attractive, as both the giant stadium that's now gone was and this new stadium is, fans will come. I'm just walking around. It's a great place for the fans.
Yeah, beautiful looking facility. And Ted, the storyline all week, the Jets, a big loss. Darrelle Revis, one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL, no doubt, is out for the rest of the year. And I think the 49ers and the rest of the NFL is eager to see how that's going to affect the Jets defense.
Yeah, and if you just look at numbers, first three games of the season, the Jets defensive numbers without Revis on the field are dramatically worse. Their pass defense is dramatically worse statistically. So brings up the interesting question today, do the 49ers try to revert to their typical style they got away from a little bit last week, or do they come out and try to pick on a secondary? It's going to have a young guy, Wilson, in that corner, and that I think it's 63 or 64% completion percentage against the Jets without Revis on the field this year.
Yeah, well, that feeds into our first question on Twitter. As always, we're taking Twitter questions on Twitter using the hashtag TeddyFootball. And at Hawkins Jeremy wants to know, are we possibly going to see Moss going deep today, showing if he still does indeed have it?
Yeah, okay, Jeremy, that seems to be the number one question I got all week was, what about Tebow? And the number two question all week was, why don't the 49ers throw deep? And we've been down this road before, and I don't have any intelligent answer from that standpoint, Jeremy, other than to say my guess today, my personal guess on when I was talking here with Scott on this, is that the 49ers go back to physical football, run the ball, physically dominate, or win the battle, not dominate, but win the battle on the line of scrimmage. They got away from that last week, and it was, I think, the simplest and surest way to say you're going to make one last week an anomaly game is to come back out and be a physical team and win the line today.
Yeah, it would be nice to see them show that identity once again. And Ted, we just got the inactives not too long ago. Brandon Jacobs going to be out. Isaac Sopawaga going to be out for the 49ers. But Ted Ginn's coming back. And at Generate Fitness wants to know, is Ted Ginn Jr. returning punts today? You'd probably like his chances if he's back in the lineup, right?
Well, if he's active, I would assume so, both kicks and punts. I mean, look, that's what makes Ted Ginn Jr. Special. And you know, last week we saw Kyle Williams. Kyle Williams did a magnificent job on a kick return to start the second half last week. The reality is, I think it's fair to say Ted Ginn on the same play probably scores, because what makes Ted Ginn unique from almost everybody else is that speed, that element of speed that he likely doesn't get caught on that kick return. I'm not denigrating anybody else, but I'm just saying that's what Ted Ginn's special is, and that's going to help the 49ers. And I think everybody who's a 49er fan hopes that Ted plays today, can return kicks, and can come out of the game okay. It's imperative right now to get him to stay on the field.
Yeah, won a few games, or helped the 49ers win a few games, especially early in the season, that big game against Detroit and the Seattle game, obviously stand out, and going to be nice to have him back. And a final question from Twitter from at FunnyBrother13, is Vernon Davis the best tight end in the NFL right now? What say you, Ted?
Well, that's great. That's coming right off of Funny. It's coming right off Rex Ryan's comment this week. And look, you know, part of this goes into how teams use tight ends. I mean, if Vernon played for Belichick the way Belichick uses Hernandez and Gronkowski, who knows what his numbers would be? You know, Tony Gonzalez is at the end of his career, but has been probably the belt. He's probably the benchmark right now. Gates is kind of fading in San Diego, too. But I'll tell you what. I mean, look, we all understand Vernon. He's a new wave tight end. I mean, with the speed of a wide receiver. And what's fascinating to me, Scotty, I see this now happening in college all the time. And that position's blowing up. Tight end's blowing up. And I think what Jim Harbaugh started at Stanford, brought to the 49ers, is really grabbing in college ball now. Teams stockpiling tight ends, multiple tight ends, using them as weapons. So we may look back at Vernon someday and look at him as kind of a guy that blazed a little bit of a trail, that here's a tight end that, you know, and he wasn't like there were guys in prior years, the Kellen Winslows, and going way back. In fact, an old Jet name for fans of my generation, remember Richard Caster. Richard Caster was a terrific receiver in the Joe Namath and post-Joe Namath years for the New York Jets. And he was one of those first guys that was, he played tight end, but he was really built like a big wide receiver and had that kind of speed. But Richard Caster didn't block like Vernon Davis blocks. That's what I was going to say. See, that's where Vernon, to me, has made his real name, is that he's proven he can also do what a tight end traditionally does and be a really good blocker.
Yeah, and because of all that, who do you match him up against? The linebackers, the safeties? It's so rare that you have somebody with that skill set in your defensive backfield.
Let's call up the Saints and ask him that question. They're still looking for that answer, aren't they?
Yeah. Hey, well, Ted, thanks again for joining me for this edition of Teddy Football, and let's try to get a W again this week.
Absolutely, Scott, and then I'm really excited. We're going to be home like the whole next month. I am really happy about that. By the way, I can't believe you did not go to Chick-fil-A in Youngstown. My scouts have told me that there was no Kegley Chick-fil-A visit.
No Chick-fil-A, but I did stop at Handel's Ice Cream probably about three times, so I still had my share of unhealthy food in Ohio.
So you ate whatever Andy Lee left over.
Oh, gosh, the s'mores ice cream. Oh, as David Akers says, you go s'mores or you go home.
All right, that's it. All right, Scott, see you next week.
All right, thanks, Ted.